Now we're holding back in the Erevin, end of the first parak, Mishnah Ches. We're now going to define mechitzas and pirtzos, you know, what makes effective partitions to set off a reshus l'yachid, and we like to discuss the introduction. So it says now the case is a shiara. Shiara means a caravan. We'll discuss the significance of why we're picking this a little later on, but a caravan means a caravan of people, you know, traveling through the through the wilderness. Shechanta b'bika, that they were encamped in a bika. Bika is a, a valley or something, but it's, the point is it's a karmelis. Now, don't get thrown by this. Halach l'maisa, it doesn't need to be a karmelis. This all would work with Rishus HaRab, but there are different tanaim about how makel you can be in terms of these, halachic, setting a bunch of poles or strings to offset your area. So some tanaim are more machmer than others, and so that's what we're setting up as a bika. But halach l'maisa, I'll remind you at the end, it doesn't have to be a karmelis for this to be true. So they're encamped out in the wilderness, vikifua, and speaking of, and a karmelis is an usher to carry on the mitzvah of banan, vikifua b'chlei behema. So what they do is they're makif, they set up they surround it with the clay behema, the utensils of the animals. The point is the saddles and the saddlebags and whatever it is. They basically put up together a makeshift partition between them and the wilderness around them. Metalon besocha. So once you've offset your encampment area from the wilderness in general, you're allowed to carry within it. Ubilvad, that of course assumes shehe geder gavoa saratfachim, that the wall of material that you've used to make a makeshift partition to separate your camp from the rest of the wilderness is 10 tfachim tall. Again, just under a meter tall, say a yard tall. And also below you, pirtzos yaseras alabinyan. The gaps in the wall, it need not be a perfect wall, but the gaps have to be fewer than what's standing there. The built up. If it's exactly 50 on 50, and it's exactly equal, theoretically speaking, it would be kosher. Okay, it's but if the pirtzos, the breaks in the wall exceed in terms of length, aggregate length, the built up part, then it wouldn't be kosher. Kol pirtza shehi ke'eser amos muteris, and any pirtza, that's up to and including 10 amos
wide
is not an automatic invalidation. It'll just go into the cheshbon. In other words, for argument's sake, if you have, your whole wall around is, 100 amos around, and you have a pirtza in it that's one pirtza, one hole in it, and the hole is 10 or less amos. So you listen, you have 10 hole and 90 wall, you're okay. However, yasser mikan, asur. Once you've got a hole bigger than that, that's going to ruin your wall. And meaning, for starters, there could be other things which it depends upon, but this for starters. You're not going to be able, if you have a hole that's up to 10 amos across, you could carry in front of that hole even though there's nothing between you and the wilderness. Right? Imagine you've got a nice big circle and you've got 10 amos wide, 5 meters wide. Why does this room hole? There's nothing there. So there's an invisible line between here I'm standing and an inch beyond where I'm standing, where the invisible line is the wilderness goes on forever. You could still carry in that area even though it looks like you're exposed to the open because the invisible line of the wall continues to encircle as long as it's mostly closed up. However, if the gap, the piritza in the wall, is more than 10 amos across, then you can't carry it there in front of that hole at all. Then the other sections, it will depend on the actual, the geometry. If you've got rishus yachid corners, whatever it is, I don't want to get to that right now. But it just depends on the what if of the case.
The Mishnah here says 10 cubits.
Did I say what I'm saying? I'm saying 10 amos. So a cubit is an amma. Yeah. Oh no. Cubit and an amma both means it means a distance from your elbow to your middle finger. Okay. So you're looking at, depending on who you ask, somewhere between just under 50 to about 60 centimeters. I think a useful way to think of it is 50 centimeters, only because then you just divide it by 2 to get meters, which is useful. It's a little bit on the makel side if you need to be machmer. But cubit is an amma, the same thing.
And this is all according to our body. According to midraisa, that open field is.
The open field is only a karmelis, so midraisa you could carry there. Midraban you can't. Yeah. Okay.
Tell me, why does it say clay behema? What about the behema itself?
Well, we discussed that previously. If you tie that animal down, remember, you could use it as a...
Oh, you could.
Yeah, but I mean, but you have to tie it down, and that was a machlokas if you could or can't.
It didn't move.
Yeah, but we don't want to get into that discussion about, remember, if the thing's standing up because it has life force. But the point is, you can. I think the big issue is you can make a super-duper makeshift wall. All you've done is essentially pile up a bunch of backpacks in a circle, as long as they did it before Shabbos, that's important. You can't make it on Shabbos, of course. Before Shabbos, you make the area, even if it's just put together like saddlebags, you know, backpacks, and like all sorts of weird things, you sort of, as long as you've partitioned off an area and it's got the requisite height, then it's okay and you can carry it there. Fine, so that's the Mishnah. Mishnah really continues on here in Tess.